Last night, I dreamt I went to Mandalay again. It was a good job I had a podcast to listen to for my commute. Hello, everybody. It's your favourite podcast here. Literal Literature, to be precise. I am a host of that, one half of the hosts. My name is Howard Greater. And with me, as always, his beaming smile comes across Zoom and makes me feel like a special little girl. It's Sam Sheldon. Hello, Sam.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Wow, that is...
I thought I'd be a bit more positive today.
And that is, I mean, that is one of the more positive introductions I think I've ever had in my life. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. And that opening line was from Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier.
Is it really bad that I haven't heard of that before?
Well, have you heard of, you must have, you not heard of the line, last night I dreamt I went to Mandalay again or something. Just read it and I've forgotten it. Last night I dreamt I went to Mandalay again.
The only reference to Mandalay that I can really remember is The Road to Mandalay, which I believe is a Bob Hope and Bing Crosby film. So okay. I'm sorry, everybody.
Also, I think that Robbie Williams sang about Mandalay once.
That's true. I mean, I'm now going to have to look this up because now I could have made a massive silly billiness of myself there because Road to Mandalay could just be a song.
Me and the listeners will wait here whilst you Google that then.
And with the power of editing, we'll cut through. Road to Mandalay is a song / a poem, and I'm a silly ass. So sorry, everyone. What a good start.
What do you mean? You said it was a song and it is a song.
No, I said it was a film. I thought it was a film. I thought it was one of the Road 2 films with Bing Crosby and...
Well, what that shows is you were wrong and I wasn't listening to you anyway. So that's nice.
Deary me. How are you, Howard?
Oh, well, let me think. How am I? I'm doing all right, actually. You know, these are strange and unprecedented times, as people keep saying, and the R number is rocketing once more. And so the threat of being forced to sit inside all day is looming again, but that is basically what I'm doing anyway.
I was going to say, for us, that hasn't changed for genuinely
really.
6 months now, is it? Isn't it?
No, I mean, I'm doing a lot of work in the garden for my grandmother, but that I might as well be doing nothing. It's low intensity. But I am good, you know. What have I done? What have I done recently that's made me feel happy?
I don't know why. There's just, oh god, there's probably a lot of people sitting by themselves thinking that, just in general anyway, around the world. What have I done recently that's made me happy?
Yeah. Is there anything? I did actually go golfing for the first time in my
good
life.
God,
9-hole hey. Golf course. It was only a little one, but I really enjoyed it. And that is scary to think that I'm going to become a golf wanker.
I was going to say, that's a very civilized sport to get into there, Howard.
It was really lovely, though. It was such a lovely day. And when you do well, you feel like a god.
And did you do well?
I did all right in a couple of holes.
Excellent.
I think I lost by one stroke or whatever it is. Is it a stroke or is that rowing? What have you done to make you feel proud, to quote M people?
What have you done today to make you feel proud?
We're going to have to pay royalties now.
Yep, I've ruined it. Sorry, everybody. What have I done recently to make myself feel proud, Howard? This is a question. I mean, you know, I think... just doing this makes me feel proud. And that sounds really cheesy.
But it is really exciting, isn't it? It's a nice thing to do. Makes it, you know, to be able to sort of flex your funny muscles.
Exactly. Or at least attempt to anyway on my side. Yeah. And hope that they're funny muscles that I'm flexing and not just accidentally offensive and or boring.
Okay. So now that we've established that we're two podcasters with nothing going on in their lives at all, apart from this thing. What are we doing today, Sam?
Well, today, for this, which I should say, Howard, it's our 15th episode as well. I didn't even think about that. It's a mini milestone.
Oh, no, let's not do that. I hate the people that are like, oh, we've been going out for 6 months. Well, that's not an anniversary then, so just get away from me.
15 is a milestone, thank you very much.
Sam, 15.
I'm going to look up what gem that is. Surely there's a gem for it.
All right, well, kalukale for us.
For this, our 15th episode, you tasked me with writing a new version of The Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Classic Steinbeck novel.
Jonathan.
And, yeah, it is, as I always say when it comes to my bits and pieces, it is what it is. And you get what you're given, and right? I hope you like it.
Aw, that's nice. You hope we like it.
Yeah, I hope you do anyway. I hope it's entertaining in some sense. It gets very political, this one, without giving too much away, but...
Well, yeah. I've read it and I've performed my pieces, and I have to say, Sam, that I quite liked it.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
I think people will be happy with the output that you've produced.
Yeah. I hope so. Good Lord.
Well, we've whiffled, waffled, and indeed waffled for long enough. Sam, why don't you bring us all in, set the fire alight, let us warm our warm hands upon it, but not too close because you don't want to get your palms burnt, and then you can just, you know, introduce your thing.
Okie dokie. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, set your expectation meters to middling and hopefully enjoy this very weird version of The Grapes of Wrath.
Buongiorno and welcome to this tour of the Vatican Museums. To your left you will see the Raphael masterpiece, The Transfiguration. To your right, you will see the Augusto di Prima Porta statue, which is of course a world of famous. And straight ahead, you will see the famous sinful fruit bowl, which includes such fruits as the oranges of a greed, bananas of a lust, and of course, the grapes of wrath.
Hey, excuse me. Excuse me?
See?
Your hat. There doesn't appear to be any grapes in the fruit bowl.
I'm sorry.
There ain't any grapes in the bowl.
Oh, you are mistaken, of course. There is the grapes in the...
Oh, mamma mia!
Aparibene, Pope Francis. Aparibene, to you. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip. Holy Father! Holy Father!
What is it, Cardinal Angelo?
Oh, Holy Father! It is a disaster! A total disaster!
Settle down, my child! What is it?
It's the Grapes of Wrath, Holy Father! Somebody has stolen the Grapes of Wrath!
What? Oh, no! Why today of all days? My birthday! Oh, what do these things?
Getting these grapes of wrath sure was easy, huh, Eric?
Yeah, it sure was, Don Jr. Do you think Father will be proud?
Of course he will be, Eric. Don't ever question Father ever again.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
I'm Don Jr., not Dad.
Sorry, Don Jr.
That's better. Now let's call Dad and give him the good news.
Yay!
Mr. President, Don Jr. and Eric are on the phone.
Who?
Your sons, Mr. President.
I've never heard of them, but I'm sure they're good people. Very good people. I wish them well.
They say it has something to do with grapes, sir?
Ugh, jeez, not this again. Okay, put him on. This is President Trump.
Dad?
Listen, These things you're saying about me, graping someone, it wasn't me, okay? Sure, there was that time in 1989, 1990, 91, 92, 93, 94. Those couple of times in 74, 75, 82, 84. Okay, maybe technically I've done it pretty much every day of my life, but as my lawyers tell me, if anyone ever accuses you of graping them, deny, deny, deny.
It's me, Don Jr. And Eric. Yeah, and Eric. And we got the grapes of wrath for you, Dad. You know those grapes of wrath from the Vatican that you need to make Trump wine?
Oh, right, right. Trump wine, or as I like to call it, Trump de Vino. So great, such great wine.
We're on our way back on the jet now, Dad.
We're flying. Wee!
Shut up, Eric. So we'll see you soon, Dad. I hope that you're proud of us.
So proud. No one will ever be as proud as I am. In fact, I am the proudest proud man who ever did... proud. Who are you people again?
I just can't believe we let a holy relic be taken away from us so easily.
Oh, I know, Holy Father.
And on my birthday of all days.
You keep on saying, Holy Father.
Ooh, what do these things?
Yes, you keep asking this, Holy Father. Oh, Holy Father, you seem so stressed. Maybe you should take a seat and I'll get you a cup of tea and a nice biscuit, yes?
A cup of tea? A biscuit? At a time like this? Actually, that would be quite nice right about now, thank you.
Oh, Holy Father!
Oh, Holy Father!
Holy Father!
Cardinal Giovanni and Leonardo, what is it?
Oh, we are so sorry to barge in like this, Holy Father, but it's urgent.
It couldn't wait, Holy Father. We are so sorry.
What is it? What is it?
Have you heard of the Mockbusters?
Mock what?
Mockbusters. It's a comedy podcast where two voice actors battle it out to pitch the ultimate movie.
Each week, they'll be given a random genre and six hilarious randomly generated movie titles. And they'll have just 2 hours to come up with a kick-ass movie trailer to sell their idea to a special guest judge.
Whose movie will be thrown out as trailer trash?
And whose will be awarded the prestigious title of... a Mockbuster.
What is the meaning of this? You come in here, break down my door just to recommend a podcast to me? At a time like this?
But the Holy Father, you are always saying how you are fed up with audiobooks and music.
And you're always asking on Twitter for a podcast recommendation.
Yes, but I am going through a crisis here.
Well, then maybe Mockbusters might cheer you up.
Oh, fine. Where can I find it?
Anywhere you get your podcast.
And how often does it come out?
Episodes are out every Tuesday.
Okay, fine. Maybe I check it out. But this can't be the only reason you've come here.
Oh, no. Sorry, Holy Father. President Donald Trump has been holding a press conference and we thought you should see it.
Quick, put it on.
Hello everyone, it's good to see you all. Now you're probably all wondering why I called this press conference today.
Mr. President, is it because of your major downturn in the polls?
No.
Mr. President, is it due to the ever-escalating situation with the COVID-19 pandemic?
No.
Is it due to the fires on the West Coast?
No. Look, it's because I'm here to announce a very new, very exciting, very new product. Trump Wine. Or as I like to call it, Trump de Vino.
Wow!
Now please, everyone quiet down. I would like to show you all a commercial we've produced for your viewing pleasure.
Entrepreneur, TV host,
President of the United States and ladies' man. Is there anything President Trump can't do?
No, I'm pretty great. So great.
He is. In fact, President Trump is pretty much perfect.
Pretty much?
Sorry.
President Trump is perfect.
Much better.
But there was one thing that enemies of freedom like Hillary Clinton would always try to take away from our beloved and glorious leader.
Hey, Trump, I bet you can't make wine.
I'll show you, Hillary. I'll show you all.
Enemies of freedom, God, and the American dream, behold.
Excuse me, waiter. Could I please see the wine list?
No need. When all you need is Trump wine.
President Trump?
I may be teetotal, but you would be teetotally crazy to not try all new Trump wine. Or as I like to call it, Trump Divino.
Trump wine. Definitely not made of grapes stolen from the Vatican.
Any questions?
I don't believe it. He's made a wine out of the grapes of wrath.
Well, Holy Father, we don't know that for sure.
Get him on the phone.
Are you sure, Holy?
Get him on the phone now!
Mr. President, there is a call for you. It's the Pope.
Pop?
The Pope.
Papa?
The Pope, sir. You know, leader of the Catholic Church. The Holy Father?
Father? Daddy Trump? Put him on, put him on. Hello?
This is the Pope.
Papa, I can't believe it's you. There is so much to tell you. Like, first, I lost all your money. Like, all of it. Then, I was a TV show host. Then I kept saying and doing racist and sexist stuff, but no one told me off. It was great. Then I ran for president and said I'd grab women by the pussy, and they still voted me in. Isn't it great, Dad? Are you proud of me, Dad?
These are terrible things.
Dad? You sound weird, Dad. Do they turn people foreign when they go to heaven?
I'm not your dad, you imbecile. I am the Pope.
That is so you, Dad.
It doesn't matter. All that matters is you have stolen the grapes of wrath and have turned them into wine.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've only ever done locker room talk. No graping. Deny, deny, deny.
Grapes, grapes, grapes! Let the fruit!
Look, you seem like a nice guy. Why don't you come down to my next rally? We'll be launching Trump wine and everything. We'll be so great to see you. Great, thanks, bye.
Right, okay, that's it. Someone book me a flight to the United States.
Hello and welcome to tonight's Trump rally, where it is the official launch of Trump wine. There are a lot of Trump supporters here tonight, and they all seem to be loving this Trump wine.
MAGA, motherfucker! MAGA!
Good God, that is terrifying.
Holy Father, are you sure these are disguises will work?
Yes, of course. We have the MAGA hats, the big gulp drinks, and slogan t-shirts.
Yes, but isn't the slogan Freedom Fucker a little too much?
Love the shirts, guys. Freedom Fuckers. Woohoo!
Oh, thanks, pal. I may be seeing you at the hot dog stand for a dog and some sodas, yeah?
Right on, man! Right on!
Yeep, 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 yeep. See? I told you we would fit right in.
And I'm just hearing reports that the opening act for tonight is taking the stage. I believe it's Eric Trump with a freestyle rap.
Ha. 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 My name is Eric Trump, and I'm here to say my dad is gonna make them dumb libs pay. Say what you want, say what you will. My dad fucks harder than the Baker Bill.
Huh.
Clinton, that is. Thank you, and peace out.
Tragic. Just tragic. and I'm hearing that President Trump is taking the stage now.
Wow. Wonderful. Wasn't that wonderful, folks? Thank you for that wonderful rap, young man. I'm sure your father would be very, very proud.
You are my father, Dad.
I don't know who you are, but such beautiful words. But anyway, how good is it to be here, folks, huh?
I got no brains!
Look, Cardinal, on the stage!
Mamma mia, it's the grapes!
So, how are you all liking this Trump wine, huh?
Yeah! Down with the libs!
Wow, somebody's excited, huh?
Eat the libs! Eat their hearts!
What's happening, Holy Father?
It's the grapes. They've used too many grapes in the wine, and now the people are full of wrath.
Okay, everyone, let's just settle down.
QAnon! We are QAnon! Eat the libs!
Pizzagate! Pizzagate!
Lock her up! Lock her up, then eat her up!
Please, everyone. Everyone, let's just...
Hey, everyone! He's talking into a microphone! Libs talking to microphones!
Let's eat him!
No doubt. Come on, everyone. Let's just... Okay. Oh, no. No!
Oh, my God, what scenes here today, as Trump's staunch supporters have seemed to have turned on him and appear to be eating him.
Okay, Cardinal Angelo, now is our chance. We must grab the grapes and escape.
Yes, Holy Father. I got them, Holy Father. Quick, let's go.
Well, Cardinal Angelo, it took us halfway across the world, but we finally did it. The Grapes of Wrath have been returned to the rightful place, and all seems right.
Yes, Holy Father, but isn't it a shame that President Trump had to be eaten by his own supporters like a date?
Is it?
Holy Father!
Holy Father!
Holy Father, it's a disaster.
What is it this time? Not another f***ing podcast recommendation, is it? Because I'm f***ing sick of them.
No, Holy Father. We just wanted to tell you that the bananas of a lost have been stolen.
We just thought you might like to know.
Oh no, not again!
What an ending!
I'm so sorry, everyone.
Well,
I don't
well,
know.
I feel like I need to apologise to everyone as well for my, interpretation of the Pope.
Oh God, I don't know.
Have you ever seen the episode of The Simpsons where Homer dresses like Krusty?
I've got a vague memory of it. And then
Krusty owes a lot of money to the mobsters. Right, yeah. And then, like, the Godfather comes to visit Springfield,
and he basically talks like the Pope.
It's just the same. It's the same voice.
Oh God. Well, yeah, it was.
Yeah, talk us through it, mate. Come on.
What can I talk you through? I don't know. It's one of those things that, as I'm writing it, like, it's. I don't know how you experience writing these, but because we've got such a relatively short amount of time usually, and for me, I don't know about you, but mine are always 90% of the time first drafts. There's never any real editing.
There's not a lot of, there's not much of a process, is there?
And so what you get is literally what a comedy writer would normally write and think, cool, I'll sit on this for a few months, I think, as I keep continually developing this for whatever radio show or TV show or stage show I'm developing. And then as I keep repeatedly coming back to it over the weeks, I'll find new ways of being either more subtle with things or, less maybe offensive. Whereas for this, it's just, for me anyway, it's like it's writing everything down that I think will be funny in the first instance, and then it comes to recording it and you think it's fine, and then listening back to it in the full finished form and you go,
I wouldn't put it down too much, Sam. You know, I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy, you know, making all those silly noises. I liked also... during just the peek behind the curtain here, dear listener, but when you told me, oh, you're going to play Donald Trump Jr., and I said, oh, well, how would you like him? And you said, just do your impression of Donald Trump Jr. like anyone knows what Donald Trump Jr. sounds
well,
like.
Well, if you tuned into the politics of the day, you'd get him. He was at the RNC thingamabob. I mean, that's what inspired all this, basically, is because the RNC convention was recently on, so hence why.
That's fair enough.
But sorry, carry on. So you weren't happy with my
I just
my
didn't
direction.
Know what he sounded like. But I think I ended up doing quite a decent impression of him. But I don't think anyone will know that. So do check that out.
I would like to apologize to all the Italians of the world and all the Americans of the world. And
why is that? I don't understand.
I only hope that we did justice.
I think the American South really get a bad rep on basically all of our podcasts.
It's a thing that seems to be a repeated thing. It's like American South and the Yorkshire.
It must be so difficult to be like a normal kind of... Well, I say normal. I mean, like, no, because I equate normal to liberal, but I mean, okay, if you're like a liberal kind of easygoing guy from the south of America,
oh, for sure,
you must just always hear people doing this the whole fucking time. You must sort of get a bit bored of it. So I do sympathise with you guys, but you know, it's like over here, like if you're like a farmer, like that,
all right, yeah,
then people
West Country
people tend to be the more thick.
Whoa.
No, hang on. No, let me finish. It tends to be a bit more thick people that sound like this.
Oh.
No, that's not what I meant. No, I didn't mean that. What I mean is if you watch something, if you watch like a comedy show or a sketch, thick people tend to have those sorts of accents, which is unfair.
Yes. For sure.
People equate those accents to idiocy, which is unfair. I'm from rural Oxford. A lot of us sound like that.
Yeah.
So
you are those people.
I'm exactly the same. I'm just a bit better than the people that I live with, so I don't sound like this all the time. But this is what I would sound like if I didn't think about it. Both my granny and grampy, my granny sounds like this and my grampy used to. You know.
Like that.
It's
not even that far away from London is Oxfordshire, really.
No, I know. It's just Greenbelt, isn't it? Yeah. It's the home counties. But listen, I know that you're not a thick person if you've got a regional accent. That's not what I was saying. What I was saying is that a lot of media tends to swerve it that way.
Yes, for sure.
You know, which is unfair in the same way. That when your go to American sort of maniac voice is probably
blah, 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 blah.
Southern. Yeah. Hey, America first, God damn it! You know, which is unfair.
It's true.
Because, you know, a lot of people from all over the States are crazy.
Sorry, American listeners, we do love you. Please don't stop listening.
I'm joking. We've got no leg to stand
absolutely
on.
Absolutely not. And also, I mean, Australia too as well. So, come on.
Yeah, you're quite a paranoid nation, aren't you?
Yeah.
Australia. Also.
Yeah. And also, but also, I think for our silly podcast, I think everything's fair game as well. Hence why we've made fun of Australians, made fun of British people. It's all there.
Well, the grapes of wrath. So you've decided that grapes of wrath were a real thing and they were... inexplicably owned by the Pope.
Yeah, because it's part of the seven deadly sins. So you got
wrath.
Yeah, and then you got it's because the seven deadly sins in the fruit bowl. So you got the bananas of lust and the oranges of what else, whatever else there was. So. Yeah, so
nice little button at the end there, wasn't it? When they found out that the bananas had been stolen next, and the whole thing started again.
Oh, who did it this time?
Exactly, which was sort of similar to Lord of the Flies, which I wrote, but we won't get into that. Sort of the exact same joke that I made.
I realise. Sorry, it's not exactly a new trope.
I do apologise. I was trying to have a little bit of banter, and you've just immediately gone, yeah, no, sorry, please forgive me.
It was unintentional, I promise.
Don't make me feel bad. You've doubled down, which makes me feel sheepish.
No. So it's a lot of, there's a lot going on in this, I would say. That's the only thing I can say about it is there was a lot of thoughts in my mind, like I said, very first draft, and that's just what you gotta go with. You gotta run with it.
Okay.
Because I've only got like a week to do it, so there you go.
So what are the seven deadly sins, Sam?
Oh.
Can we remember?
Okay,
we've got wrath.
I nearly said sin. So we've got wrath, we've got lust,
envy.
Envy, very good.
Jealousy?
I think that's the same as envy.
I did just say envy, yeah. Good.
One sec. I'm going to look it up.
Greed, I think greed.
Yes.
Think of the movie Seven.
So you've got wrath, greed. Oh, there's one that a lot of people always forget. Pride,
pride.
Lust. Envy. There's one more. It's an animal.
Lion.
Sloth.
Sloth!
1, 2, 3, sloth. 4, 5, 6. Oh, there's one more, though. I think we're missing another one.
Come on, then. What is it?
Come on, Google. Show me all your stuff.
Show me your sins, mate.
Show me your sins. Here we go.
If you ask Google to show us your sins, you're going to have a whole world of trouble on your hands, aren't you? Excuse me, internet, can you show me some sins? Oh my God,
no!
Get that out!
No!
Stop putting that in him! He doesn't like it. That's too much. Sorry. seven deadly sins.
Gluttony.
Gluttony.
Did we say gluttony? God. What is gluttony again? What even is that?
That's like being greedy, isn't it?
I know, that's actually, yeah, that's the thing I always thought. Like, why is an overindulgence and overconsumption of anything to the point of waste? Whereas greed is like lust and gluttony, a sin of desire. However, greed is applied to an artificial, rapacious desire and pursuit of material possessions. So gluttony is more about consuming,
by the sounds of things.
Yeah, eating, but just also like, you could probably even say that for, like, say, in modern times.
Watching a Netflix show in one day.
Yes.
Reason I was asking, Sam, was that I just wondered whether we could find the perfect fruit for each sin. So we've got grapes of wrath, but doesn't have to be the grapes of wrath.
It doesn't.
Did you think hard about the ones that you've already spoken about?
I cannot tell a lie, Howard. I really didn't.
Okay.
The banana of lust doesn't really.
That's right.
Because it's quite a phallic shape.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
You think if someone on the street yesterday, you'd never thought about it before, said, You need a fruit for lust. Go.
Banana.
You'd go banana, wouldn't you? You'd go banana, banana, banana. And then you'd run away because you weren't sure what that person had in store for you. But let's go pride. What would be the best fruit for pride?
Ooh, a kiwi fruit. Hairy.
What's that?
And it's got a fur coat on. It's got a big fur, and it's got its juicy insides that aren't for showing. It's too prideful. No, I'm not
okay.
Really.
Not because it's heavily sort of weighted to your rival country. All
maybe.
Those bloody prideful Kiwis.
That's baff.
We don't care how green your fucking hills are, mate. We surf. We've got loads over here.
Well, because in my version, I had, for some reason, the oranges of greed.
Okay, oranges for greed.
That's really stupid. That I don't make any sense.
I'm not sure I would put. I'm not sure I put oranges as greedful.
No,
I think maybe I think maybe I'd put grapes for greed.
Oh my god, really? Because there's a lot of them.
And you just can't stop eating them once you eat one.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. What's sloth though?
Sloth. What's this very sloth? A very slovenly fruit. What would it be?
That's really difficult.
A big mango or a watermelon.
I was going to say something that takes a long time to get through.
Yeah.
Watermelon. Why not? It's difficult.
Yeah. Maybe a watermelon, because if you had to push a fruit up the hill, you wouldn't. The watermelon would be the hardest, so you might not bother.
Holy shit! That is quite the.
Well, you know, you've got to give you reasons. So, we've got a prideful kiwi, greedy grape. We've got a lustful banana. We've got a gluttonous watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
What about envy?
A dragon fruit, because they're quite hard to come by. So you're the envy of everyone.
I was trying to think of the greenest fruit.
That's a good point. Because it's Granny Smith apple.
Maybe just your classic unripe, apple. Or, green apple.
Green apple. I think that's about all I can think of. What is a green fruit? This is so... People at home are listening going, okay.
All right, okay. Well, we're nearly done with this section, so let's just move on. We need one for Wrath. We need an angry fruit. An angry fruit. Ooh. Pineapple, because you can fuck someone up with it. Right?
Yes.
It's perfect. Just leave me alone, bang!
And it's also tangy as well.
There's lots on. So you could do, all sorts of damage with a pineapple, either side of it. You know what I mean? Get rid of one bit and you've got another. It's like a double-bladed knife.
It's perfect. Yeah, so like you dice up one half of it. So you have the prickly half where you attack someone, get them right in the jugular, and then you squirt the juice in the eyes. It's like, that's fucked. I don't know where that came from. Welcome back to How to Kill a Man with Sam Sheldon.
I think we're done. I think that's it. That's the seven, right?
Excellent. That's
So to sum up, because I know people are desperate for me to, we've got a prideful kiwi, greedy grapes, lustful banana, envious, what is it, Granny Smith apple?
Yep.
Lovely. A gluttonous watermelon, a wrathful pineapple, and a sloth-like, what was a sloth?
Yeah, it was a watermelon, I believe.
What? I've just said watermelon for
what
gluttony,
was that for?
Haven't I? Watermelon appears twice. Thank you very much for that. That was good.
Oh, my God.
Put that to bed. Lovely.
Yeah.
We should also say that we had another one of your bullshit plugs.
Oh, yeah. we did.
Let's dive into that.
Yes, so we had Jack and Matt from the fantastic podcast Mockbusters come in and do a little very silly plug for us. But they also got a bonus scene, if you remember correctly, ladies and gents. They were on at the very end again, so extra special. It wasn't special treatment, deliberately, but
it's very, very good, Mockbusters. You should definitely check it out, everyone. I'm not just saying that.
Funny. It's a really cool concept, and it's very funny.
We appeared on it, didn't we?
We did, and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. Guest judges.
Yes. Thank you to Matt and Jack for having us on. And
thank you very much. And sorry that I had to hide quite an extreme panic attack for basically all of that episode. I'm sorry if that came across.
It's all right, because I'm hiding one right now, so...
It was really good, wasn't it?
Yes.
I loved it. Good.
No, it was really good fun. So, definitely check them out. You can get them the same way you can find us, basically. Anywhere you get your podcasts.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, you can find them on social media, specifically on Twitter, at Mockbusters Pod. So there you go.
Mockbusters Pod. Great.
So give them a follow. Give them a listen. They're a lovely bunch of boys. That's how I'm going to cut that out.
That's so sweet of you to say.
Jesus.
You sound like a grandmother.
They're a lovely bunch of boys.
I've done a regional accent for the grandmother.
But yes, no, they're a great couple of dudes, and they've been fantastic. And thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Sam?
Yeah?
I need some inspiration, some direction, a yes. place to go.
Yes, you do. And I have that for you, my good man. Have you heard of the Cormac McCarthy classic, No Country for Old Men, Howard?
Oh, I have heard of that.
Well,
yes.
that is what your next story shall be.
It was quite a successful movie.
It was... Yes, so there you go. So yes, No Country for Old Men is your next tale, my good friend.
Lovely. Don't put it in your pocket. don't put it in your pocket, otherwise it's just a coin. That's what he says. It's really good.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. No Country for Old Men. I really like it. It's probably the best Western I've ever seen.
Excellent.
It's like a modern Western, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think that's what I'll be doing with my... thing that I have to do with my performance, with my play. Next week we got some further reading for this for this little tale.
I have no idea what we're... Sorry, Gavin. Sorry.
Fuck. I just wonder what that's going to be like because, you know, this is the main episode of it.
I was going to say, I mean, we've already gone through the seven deadly sins as fruit, so God knows what we can do for the further reading now. All the content's gone.
Why don't we do the Ten Commandments in vegetables?
It's in. Let's do it.
Are you drinking wine?
No, it's Coke and a Stella Artois glass.
I was like, you were like swilling it around. I was like,
ah, oh, yes.
Sam's a refined gentleman.
That I'm so sad that I've admitted that. That's really depressing. Now you have everyone's had an insight into my life. Drinking Coke out of a Stella Artois glass. Welcome to lockdown.
Blooming lovely.
Howard, where can the people find us, Howard?
Well, I'm happy to tell you guys that you can find us on Twitter at capital L literal, capital L it, capital P odd. That's literal lit pod. You can find us on Instagram at literal literature pod. You can email us if you want at literalliterature.podcast@gmail.com. And you will find me and Sam sneaking into all the Sainsbury's and every day just sort of pushing the bottom of Bags for Life, just making them wear that little bit just day by day by day by day until eventually we ruin all the Bags for Life and Sainsbury's have to give more out. And maybe some turtles will die and we're sorry about that and maybe I should have thought this through.
Thank you, Howard.
You're welcome. The turtles will be fine.
They will be. They will be. We'll see to it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Each and every turtle in the world has my personal guarantee that you will be protected. Fuck.
Well, it's been an interesting one.
It has, Howard. So,
but yeah, we look forward to next week. And thank you very, very much for listening to this dross. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen.
A book bye, everyone.